Welcome to Since You Asked with Jim Barrier on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Send Jim your questions about the Bible and Christianity to jim@cgmradio.com. Subscribe to Since You Asked by visiting us online at cgmradio.com/ask. And now, here's your host, Jim Barrier.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried, descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. That is what is known as the Apostles' Creed, and although there is no evidence that it was written by any of the 12 apostles or the Apostle Paul himself, and it is not found verbatim in the Scriptures, it certainly is scriptural. The earliest copy dates back to 340 A.D., which was actually before the New Testament was canonized. Let's take a look at this historic statement of beliefs and its biblical influence one line at a time. I believe in God the Father Almighty. This is the foundation of the faith. Romans 4:3 says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Abraham was saved by faith long before Moses, long before the law, long before organized religion. Jesus was continually persuading people to believe in him. The Father Almighty. He is not only El Shaddai, God Almighty, but Jesus revealed him as our Heavenly Father. This balance of a God who demands awe and reverence, as well as a Father who is tender and compassionate, make our God quite unique. Creator of heaven and earth. The Bible opens with these words, In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. I say if you can believe those words, anything is possible. Miracles, virgin birth, resurrection, nothing is impossible for an uncreated being who spoke the universe into existence. I cover more on that topic in episode 90, In the Beginning God. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Jesus asked his disciples, Who do you say that I am? And Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Over and over, Jesus claimed to be the Son of God. The most important question remains, who is Jesus Christ? You may want to review episode 43, Lunatic, Liar, or Lord? Who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. In Luke's version of the Christmas story, Mary said to the angel, How will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of Most High will overshadow you. For that reason also, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Paternity tests work because a child in the womb gets his blood from the father. The reason the virgin birth is important is that Jesus' real father is God Almighty. Suffered under Pontius Pilate. When the Jews brought Jesus to Pilate, he said, I find no fault in this man. Make no mistake, the Romans didn't take Jesus' life. The Jews didn't take Jesus' life. Jesus said, No one has taken it from me, but I lay it down on my own. was crucified and buried. People often ask me, why did Jesus have to die? Hebrews 9 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. The more severe the crime, the more serious the punishment. Sin demands the most severe punishment. The wages of sin is death. But Jesus died in our place. For more details on the atonement, listen to episode 64, A New Life for a New Year. He descended into hell. Ephesians 4 says he descended into the lower parts of the earth. There is much confusion about this because there are several words for hell. I attempt to clear things up in episode 20, Parallel Dimensions, Part 2. The third day he rose from the dead. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. The resurrection is what sets Jesus apart from all other religious leaders, and therefore Christianity from all other religions. For more about the resurrection, listen to episode 25, He is Risen Indeed. He ascended into heaven. After the resurrection, the disciples were with Jesus in Acts chapter 1. And he was lifted up while they were watching, and a cloud took him up out of their sight. And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them, and they said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come back in the same way as you have watched him go into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Ephesians 1:20 says Christ is seated at the right hand of God. But even more amazing, Ephesians 2:6 says that we are seated with him. So my encouragement to you is, keep looking down, for you are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And from there he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. 2 Timothy 4:1 says, The Lord Jesus Christ shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Quick is an old English expression for living. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. That is the one thing of which I am certain concerning the second coming of Christ. I don't know when the rapture will happen. I don't know when the tribulation will happen. I don't know what will happen concerning a temple. But I know this. The dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Jesus' promise to his followers is this. When the Comforter comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father, he will testify about me. Comforter is the word parakletos. It means one who walks alongside of you. The Holy Spirit is a person, the third person of the Trinity. He was involved in creation. He was involved in the Savior's birth. He was involved in the resurrection. And he is involved in our lives on a daily basis. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. Catholic is a word that means universal. Romans, 1 Corinthians, and Ephesians all refer to the church as the body of Christ. The church is made up of all believers. The church is an organism, not an organization. It is not about being a member of a denomination, a social program, or a political movement. The word church is ecclesia, which means called out ones. We are in the world, but not of the world. Listen to my recent podcast, Corpus Christi, for an in-depth look at the body of Christ. The communion of saints. The word koinonia means at one with. In 1 Corinthians 10:16, it is translated communion. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion, koinonia, of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion, koinonia, of the body of Christ? Koinonia is also found in 1 Corinthians 1:9. You were called into the fellowship, koinonia, of His Son Jesus Christ, our Lord. The words communion and fellowship mean the same thing. To be at one with Christ and one with one another. I believe in the forgiveness of sins. My favorite verse in all of the Bible is 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Whatever is in your past, no matter what you have done, no matter how bad you think you are, He will forgive you if you confess it and ask Him to cleanse you. The resurrection of the body. Romans 6:5 says, "For if we have become united with Him in the likeness of His death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection." In Paul's dissertation on the resurrection in 1 Corinthians 15, he says, "If we have hoped in Christ only in this life, we are of all people most to be pitied. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised, imperishable, and we will be changed. And life everlasting." John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And that is the statement of faith, the Apostles' Creed. If you have not put your faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do so today. Receive forgiveness for your sins. Receive the hope of eternal life. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Don't put it off. Do it now.
Since You Asked is a production of Jim Barrier and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/ask.